Tonight, this question we will be looking at: can belief count as knowledge? Does belief influence action? Belief is an element of knowledge that otherwise known as proposition knowledge. Philosophers would have it that for belief to be accepted as knowledge, the belief claim must be true. Getty's problem would still highlight the gap in this prerequisite, because not all belief needs a truth factor, and truth can be evident and persons still don't believe. The claim that God exists has met with belief and disbelief. Those who believe for centuries has not yet given sufficient evidence or reason that is accepted by scientists, philosophers, atheists, and others who question the knowledge and believe in an existing God. Neither do the scientists, philosophers, atheists, and others has given sufficient evidence or reason that the thesis accepted to disbelieve or doubt the existence of God. Therefore, the existence of God is yet to be deemed true or false. Most believers in God has formed their belief in their mind through their personal experience and do not need to be justified. Their belief or give evidence of their belief claim. Whatever a person experiences seems to be the case, it is an individual reality. However, those who stand at the outskirts make judgment that leave a proposition true or false, knowledge or no knowledge. If we think that belief should be true before knowledge can be recognized, we would be trying to block person's mind, which would be wasting our time. Human is a cause and effect of knowledge. Whenever a person entertain and consider a belief, the next move is to act on that belief. Belief influences knowledge and action. Belief is an attitude of the mind. Whatever the mind perceives, it can conceive and will bring forth action, whether the belief is accepted or not, be it true or false.